Hey, it's Susan, and oh my gosh, I've been gone forever. I realized the last year and a half just kind of flew by, and for whatever reason, I stopped after 3 podcasts, but now I'm back, and I am working towards trying to be a better, more productive agent, person, wife, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So I went back and I listened to my original podcasts, and it made me think about the fact that for years, I have been working towards the same goal and never really knew how to do it. And I had some thoughts and epiphanies over the last couple weeks due to some major changes in my life. One of them being that I lost 2 very important women over the holidays this past year. And they make you, or when you lose someone that's important in your life, it makes you think about what you're doing, or it should. And for me, it was, why am I fighting so hard to be what everybody thinks I should be? And why am I not back at my original person where, like I said in my very first podcast, I didn't take shit from anybody. I've always been that person, and I'm not sure what happened. I've always been so worried about what people think of me, and will they like me or will they not like me? And I can't say always. I have been worried about it since I was worried about my branding. And now what I think is that your branding really should be authentic. Like, you hear that all the time. And it should be about who you are. So here I am. I am a now considered middle-aged, even though I don't feel middle-aged, woman who is educated classically, educated in the real world, unfortunately, or fortunately, mother of 4 and nana to 3 littles, and the wife of 30 years. I tell people we were 12 when we got married, and unfortunately, it's not really a joke to some people, but it really is a joke. But we did meet when we were 16, so we were babies and had no idea what we were doing. But I've been lucky enough to be with somebody who tolerates my crazy and is a better person than I am, so he makes me a better person. So it's a win-win. Basically, I get to use him for all of his goodness, and he improves my status simply by, you know, being around. But I'm still a realtor, and I'm still a business owner, and I'm still working to find that niche of where I should be making money and where I should be, you know, improving my life and all of that. And so I'm on this journey to figure out where I go next. I have all of these ideas in my head and things that I want to do. And now, based on this new insight, my goal is even to be not just a better realtor, but a more valuable professional. So that law degree, I think I'm going to actually use it. Not to practice law, but to be of value to my fellow lawyers by assisting them. You know, there's all these niches, probate, divorce, new construction development, where you can actually coordinate with lawyers to add value to them. And it's only value if you really do give them something they can't do on their own. And for some people, it's giving them time back to do the things that they're really skilled at doing, and you take on the things that you're skilled at doing. So that's what I'm working on. And I also, if you've noticed the picture change, maybe not, but the picture now says concierge agent. And what that is my goal, I can't think of the word today. It's not identity, but it's definitely my mission to be a more service-oriented person. And that includes the services that I provide in my career. And so we have a concierge service that we are bringing up this year that I hope people will find value in. And it's more than just what other people are calling concierge, where they say, oh, we do this, this, and this. And to me, that's just full service. Like, you should be doing that anyway. What we're doing is working towards helping people be better employers, be better citizens, be better in the community. And we want to be a part of that for them. So we'll see how that rolls out this year. And I would like to be better at doing podcasts. So I feel like I'm going to use this as a therapeutic methodology for me. I don't want to talk to people, but sure, I'll talk, you know, blindly into a microphone and tell you that my life has been terrible, but it's not. My life is hard, but it's not. And just sort of work through things. But if there's things that you would like to hear about, or you have questions about who I am or where I come from, you know, let me know. You can find me on my Instagram page, and it's Susan_Bittner. That's BUETTNER_LRG. And that's short for Lifestyles Realty Group. Or you can find our Facebook page, which is Lifestyles Realty Group. And I'm on Twitter, and it's SusanBittner1. So I'm trying to be everywhere, not to please everyone, but just to make it easy to find me. So let me know. And I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. We're coming into a leap year weekend, so we get an extra day. I hope you find something valuable to use those extra 24 hours. So have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.